to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hello, Social Geek Radio and geeks. This is Deb Evans coming to you live from actually the very dry Houston. I'm sure many of you have been watching the various hurricanes that have been going first in Houston and now in Florida this week. So I'm thankful that all is well here in our studio. My co-host Jack Munson is representing Social Geek Radio at various franchise committee meetings and on Capitol Hill this week. So he's not with me, but I've invited a speaker, an author, a consultant, somebody I met at the local Northwest Houston Business Professional Network. We had her as a speaker. Phenomenal. And she's right here in my hometown of Houston. And I'm so excited to be able to have her with me today and talk about Facebook and how it can make us famous and make us money. So welcome, Toni Harris Taylor. I'm super excited to have you here with me today.
Well, I'm super excited to be here. And guess what? I love the way you say the word phenomenal.
Phenomenal. You are phenomenal. I probably can't spell it, but I can say it.
Well, thank you. I thought you were pretty cool, too. So I appreciate you having me on your show.
Yeah. So why don't you tell my audience, because I know I mentioned to you that a lot of times our listeners are in the franchise industry. They may be franchisees, franchisors, suppliers. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do, and then we'll just dive into how we can use Facebook to make us all famous and money.
Awesome. Well, I call myself a motivational marketing speaker and coach, because let's face it, it takes motivation to get our work done. So my business is Drastic Steps Marketing. And I named my business Drastic Steps because it takes drastic steps to be successful at everything. And that, what is drastic? It could be the smallest things to the biggest things. Whatever it is that's out of your comfort zone, that's going to get you to the next level. And so using social media is drastic for a lot of people. Just buying out the time, being aware that they need to do it, being keen to what is tweetable or what is postable, is drastic for a lot of people. I'm often surprised how many people still don't understand the power of how social media can take their business next level. So that's a little bit about what I do. And my mission is to help as many entrepreneurs get to six figures and beyond as I can.
And you did such a phenomenal job speaking at BPW when we had you. We could have listened to you for hours, but we didn't give you hours. We only gave you 1 hour. So we're excited to have you come back in February to meet with our group. But I know one of the social channels that you like and that we're going to discuss today is Facebook. So tell us how should we be using Facebook for our marketing, for awareness, and certainly to make us money? Give us those secrets.
So, all right. So Facebook makes you famous and money. And this is 10 quick tips to get known, get connected, so you can get paid using your social media. Let me just caveat this, though, by saying social media is not the only channel that you can use to grow your business. In fact, you know, part of marketing, you have to do a lot of things. But what Facebook can do for you is help you build solid relationships with people so that when they're not in front of you, they're still in front of you. And I just made that up, and that sounds pretty good. So I'm going to keep that one. So tip number one, Deb, this probably gets you too, is show your face in your profile picture and change it often.
I heard you say that before, and darn it, I forgot about that. So I'm going to work on that as soon as we're done tonight.
Good. Because it's important that, now it doesn't have to be just your face, but I see logos, flowers, teens, cats, dogs in the profile picture. And I'm referring specifically to your personal page. Mm-hmm. And one of my tips below will explain that. But specifically in your personal page, if you are your business, and even if you are a franchise owner, people do business with you. They don't do business with the corporate office. And so you are your business, and people can't build relationships with objects. They build relationships with people. But you can have your kids in the picture. As long as you're somewhere in that profile picture, your cute little grandkids. You can even have a picture with your dog, but not just your dog.
Right. Right.
Go ahead.
I said that totally makes sense. So what's tip number two?
Be authentic and get real. And stay away from divisive subjects such as politics and religion. So you can be authentic and real to a point. Right. If you can take money from people of all sorts, right? If all sorts of people's money is the same color to you, then unless you are in the business of politics or in the business of religion, stay neutral.
Right.
And this political climate here that we just came out of or still in, you can't even, it's so funny. I saw on one of my Facebook friends' posts, she said Trump's name in a post, and people lose their mind when you just say their name.
Right.
And it's like she wasn't crediting him with anything. She wasn't blaming him with anything. She just said his name, and people lost their minds. She said, I'll never do that again. And I posted, never say their names, because it just creates this energy, and the energy is not good in this day and age. So just stay neutral. So that's tip number three. Tip number two, I'm sorry. Number three, forget the likes, get the friends, turn business cards into friends. So, and I actually gave this talk a little bit earlier, so it's fresh on my mind, but get the likes forget the likes. So in other words, the business page show some level of credibility that you are legit, you're in business, but frankly, the way the algorithm works in Facebook, if you don't boost your posts, not many people are gonna see your business page. But people build relationships with you on your personal page. So Deb, all of us have 1,000 business cards in a box or bag.
Right.
At home, we will not throw them away.
I know. They're in my desk drawer. I've got hundreds of them from years.
Why do we not throw them away?
I don't know. I just can't.
We can't. But those are all your friends. So everybody that's listening, your goal should be to get to 5,000 Facebook friends. That's the legal limit. And when I started doing Facebook, I started with zero, just like everybody else. And now I have to unfriend people to get new friends in. And so and you have all the friends right there in the pile of business cards. So be sure to take and you know what I tell people, you got your teenagers and your young adults are asking you for money anyway, put them to work. Tell them to go print all these business cards and I'll pay you for that. Because you've met those people along the way. And you've got to start seeing Facebook as a networking tool, not just as a friends and family thing. This is where you take those people you met offline, online, and stay in front of them so they can remember to do business with you.
Okay. Because that's a little different than what you normally hear people present, you know, keep Facebook close, only have your friends and family, those people that you've met. But on LinkedIn, you know, you can connect with just about anybody that you've met. So you're saying my personal Facebook page, I should expand it.
Yes. And here's why. Because if people do business with you because they know you, like you, and trust you, they can't see your cute dog on LinkedIn. Right. They can't see you interacting with your kids and on vacation on LinkedIn. They don't see that you are speaking all over the country.
Right?
Or right. Whatever your business is. When you they can't see the testimonials. They can see recommendations on LinkedIn, but you have to go look for that.
Right.
And Facebook is right in your face. So I'm not saying everybody, but what I'm saying is if you go to a networking event to grow your business, every business card is a friend.
Right.
I meet you. I need to now turn you. I need to stay connected to you. Right. And so that helps me to get to know you better. So here's why this is so important. I was in Indianapolis over the weekend, and a woman walked into the room. I met her 5 years ago, have not seen her since. I said, "Faith, how are you? I haven't seen you in Tommy." Instant.
Right.
I haven't seen this woman in 5 years. "Oh, congratulations on your marriage. I'm so happy you're back. I saw where you were sick. You look amazing." She knew every, there's no catching up. There's no getting reacquainted. She knows me instantly. So I can't, that value relationship will make you money, because now I can say something about their kid, and now there's like, "Oh yeah, she really does care about me."
Right.
That relationship. Anyway, I can go on all day.
I like that. Well, I like it. I'm just gonna have to put that into practice, because there's a lot of people that I've not connected with on Facebook, but I see the value.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. Being everywhere. So in Texas, in Houston, we have a congresswoman. Her name is Sheila Jackson Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best compliment I ever got was, "You're just like Sheila Jackson Lee. You're everywhere," because Sheila is everywhere.
Right. Well, and you remind me of Sherry Williams, KHOU, too. She's everywhere, and you got that bubbly personality. Like you and Sheila and Sherry, you ladies are just all over.
Yeah. So I traveled to Indianapolis for a networking event. That's the other tip I would tell you too, is if you can network outside of your four walls of your city,
mm-hmm.
get out nationally and connect with those people on social media. If you have a business that can be national or global, mm-hmm. then that's the way you grow it. So anyway, I posted that I was in Indianapolis. I was there with some people from all over, tag those people in the pictures. So now people in DC see me, people in Dallas see me, people in Indianapolis, people in Houston. That's how you're seen everywhere.
Love it. Okay.
All right. engage to make real connections with your friends. Like, comment, and share. This is so important because we have so many stalkers and lurkers in the background. People will come to me and say, "I saw you. You never commented." "I know. I just watch." But if you really want to grow your network and grow your business, you've got to be out front.
Right.
You've got to comment. And then you've got to pay attention to what other people are posting. And which is tip number 6, you want to watch for prospecting clues and ask for introductions from your friends. So I don't know what all the businesses are that are listening, but let's say you're a financial professional, right? And financial professionals totally shy away from Facebook because of compliance issues.
Right.
And I'm trying to get my clients that are financial professionals to understand that you never have to say anything about financial, all you got to do is connect to people and watch what they post and then comment and then take it to Messenger. So here's a good example. Oh, my daughter just got engaged. We're so excited. She got engaged. So here's where the previous tip comes in. You don't just scroll past, she got engaged. So I'm a financial advisor. That is beautiful. That's a great time for planning, right? For before they get married, a financial evaluation, buy life insurance, all this. So I used a app called Bitmoji. It's a little cartoon that you can create that looks just like you. So my Bitmoji says, congratulations. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I take it over to Messenger and message that person and say, it's so exciting to see your kids grow up and get to the next stage and whatever. You flower it up and you just say, can you introduce me to your daughter? So I might be able to have a financial conversation with them before they get married.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Makes sense. You know, and I'd like to jump in too, you know, and these are great tips on how, you know, we can promote ourselves, but I'd like to remind everybody, don't forget how we have our own influences. I know you're very influential, but we have our own influences and how we can apply that and make introductions of our friends. So when I was in Colorado last week, I met somebody who said, oh, hey, Deb, can you introduce me, make introductions within franchising? I said, I'll do something better. Let's do a live broadcast. So we opened up the phone, did a live broadcast on my platform and introduced Bob and said, hey, anybody that's looking for print promotional items, you should be talking to Bob. Here's his contact, and sent the phone to him and let him introduce himself. I think he did pretty well with that. He made a connection.
That's a beautiful thing. So that's a beautiful way. And that's what I said. Introduce people to your network. I use Messenger all the time to connect two people together to make sure that they get to know each other. It's just amazing. But if you just see it as a waste of time tool, you're gonna miss out.
Right.
Because Facebook, there's money in Facebook.
There is.
And you don't have to pay for it. It's the relationships. So Bob is endeared to you now.
Yeah.
There's nothing you couldn't call Bob for if you wanted to, because he knows that you got his back.
I do.
Good.
Exactly.
Cool. All right. What's your next tip? You're loaded.
Okay. Number 7, educate and motivate your audience. We love the motivational quotes and things like that. People like those. And then just give me a snippet of education about who you are and what you do. I do a series, a live series called Coaching from the Kitchen.
I love them too. You're and real.
I am very real. So so that's tip number, I'm losing track, but
number
I think
7.
That's number 8.
8, yes.
Use video and pictures to make real connections. And so I have Coaching from the Kitchen. And Coaching from the Kitchen is my way of educating and motivating my solopreneur audience. Why did I choose the kitchen? Because most of us work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are the tips and things that, and yes, people are interested in what I cook. So, and I'm being very strategic with that, Deb. There's a seasoning that I use all the time. And I'm going to start sending them the videos, because I want them to sponsor my event.
Oh, smart. Look at you.
I don't know if it'll work, but if I don't get drastic and do it.
You'll try it.
I am very consistent with using their product. And one of my, Wendy posted that she went and bought the product. So she put it in the comments. I just went to the store and bought it. Perfect. I screenshotted that and I'm sending it to the company because I want them to be a sponsor.
Very good. So,
Deb said, she used it for promoting someone else, which is beautiful. But the other one is testimonials.
Yeah.
If you're, if people are happy with your service, get them while they're hot, right? you mind giving me a 1 minute live on, or even just a regular video and post it later? But those
right.
videos are invaluable to showcase who you are and what you do. Okay. All right. I think I'm on number 8. So use your newsletter, post your newsletter on Facebook and invite friends to join your list. So if you are doing a newsletter, which I highly recommend because that's another way to stay in people's faces, people are in their inbox all day long. And if you're not there, they forget about you.
Right.
So send a newsletter and attach it to your social media. Now, I use a product that I've been using for many years, but several of the email marketing systems will do this. So just find the one that will automatically post to Facebook for you.
Right.
And don't forget, even if you don't do a newsletter yet, ask people to join your list. Give them an incentive. I give an ebook on my website for people to join my list. And once they join my list, then they will get a video series that keeps me in their inbox every week for 10 mm-hmm. weeks. And so I've got 5,000 people on my Facebook page. I've got about, and then I've got 6,000 people on my email list. I've got about 1,000 person overlap. So I'm still working to get that done myself. But it is a great way to get people. Because here's the other deal with that. As much as we love social media, marketing them can get caught up in a scandal tomorrow and be out of business.
Right.
Mark Zuckerberg. All of it's tied to that, we are in trouble.
That's true. That's
but
scary.
Your list you own. It's yours.
Right.
So really make an effort. I could come back and do another show talking just about creating a list and email.
Okay.
And then my last tip is participate in join groups. Better yet, create your own group. And I have a group on Facebook, and so if you would like to join that group, that group is Drastic Steps Marketing Community. And if you would like to join, you could do bit.ly/DSM group, or you can just friend me and ask me to get in
right.
a group. What is the power of a group? Create your own group. If you have a following, bring people into the group. That way, the algorithm likes the group. So if you post things in your group, people who are in the group will see them as long as they have their notifications turned on. And that's where you can do your coaching. And for me, I post marketing tips, marketing articles. You can ask questions. And how do you grow your people to 5,000? Let's say Deb's in my group and Deb posts a question and then somebody answers that question. Now Deb has a connection to that person. It's my friend. Deb doesn't know this person,
right.
but now Deb goes and friends that person because they are now connected because they're in the same group. And that's how I've grown my group to
Five. And the group features have expanded so where we can schedule posts out. And as you said, you know, Facebook is really loving the groups and the communities that are being built within groups. So I do too have my own group under Deb Evans Consulting and of course the BPW group, things like that. But I agree. I think groups are fun. I belong to several different, you know, whether they're fitness groups or health groups, you just feel safe asking certain questions and those connect. And it's funny. I just hit me like a bolt. As you just mentioned, there's so many people I know within a group, but I haven't friended them within Facebook. Shame on me.
That's right. You gotta get to 5,000.
I know. I need to get to that point where I'll say, I gotta dump this person because I need to let that person in. That's pretty powerful. I can do that.
That's right. It is powerful. And it keeps your groups fresh. And when people are new friends to you, then they start seeing your stuff. some of those old people fall off. So
very good.
Those are my 10 tips. Well, and I went out of order, so I don't know.
That's all right. You're great. Those are great tips. So why don't you remind everybody how they can get in touch with you directly if they want to reach out to you and get connected? What's the easiest?
The easiest is phone. Phone still is the easiest. So that's 281-783-4021. Again, 281-783-4021. Email Tony, T-O-N-I, at drasticstepsmarketing.com. And actually have a free gift for your listeners. It is 7 stumbling blocks that keep solopreneurs stuck in 5 figures. This is an ebook that will be emailed directly to you if you just go to my website, drasticstepsmarketing.com, followed by a weekly video from me, Drastic Steps Marketing video. So
nice. Well, thank you. Listen to that. We got all your tips. We have a free bonus at the end. Thank you so much. And I'm going to be seeing you in a couple of days. So yes. Thank you again for joining us. Jack Munson certainly missed out on this, but I know he's going to be tuning in. And I will talk to you again soon, Miss Tony. Thank you.
Thank you, Deb. Take care.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio. Brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Copyright 2017 Social Geek Radio.